Nashville SC is back. Nashville SC will face FC Dallas tonight at 7:30 p.m. Catch all of the action on 102.5 The Game or ESPN 949, beginning with the pregame coverage at 7:15. Big excitement for soccer fans right now, and welcome back to the Morning Drive, everybody. 102.5 The Game. John Roberts and Joe Rexroad. Marquise Munson is steering the ship for us. Want to welcome in Drake Hills from the Tennessean. And Drake, I guess there's a little bit of makeup going on here between Dallas and the Nashville SC, because they both teams just didn't really get a chance to play really at all, so they're behind in terms of getting time on the field.
That's right. I mean, they need to. They need to get this underway. It helps a little bit that they're going up against a team that has experienced the same thing, so there's no such thing as no uneven playing fields. They both have had, unfortunately, the same storyline happened, obviously, with FC Dallas. They had, 11 players, test positive for the coronavirus, as well as a few staff members as well inside the Orlando bubble during the MLS's back tournament. They were withdrawn first, and then obviously Nashville with their 9 players testing positive for the coronavirus and being withdrawn from the tournament. And it's good. It's good for Nashville to be able to be in this place to go up against Dallas twice, both today and then again Sunday. And then they'll be back with the rest of MLS coming up, August 22nd, when the Phase 1 fall restart begins.
So, Drake, is this sort of because they were both withdrawn, sort of like, okay, now you go play each other a couple times to try to make up for what you missed here? I mean, how did this come about in terms of the schedule moving forward?
Right, Joe. I mean, this has always been the plan in terms of what MLS wanted to do for both of these clubs. Obviously, for the group stage matches at the MLS back tournament, they counted for MLS regular season standing points. So this wasn't necessarily about trying to get them to play some sort of games to get a restart for tournament sake. This is to get them caught up with the rest of the league so that they could also be in competitive spot and possibly compete for those playoff spots in MLS Cup, which is expected to begin in November. So you have a situation where not all three are being made up at once, and there's an expectation that the third missed match, because each team played 3 group stage matches in MLS's back tournament, the third is expected to be scheduled sometime later this fall. So, yes, this has always been the discussion. As soon as the teams landed back in their home markets, and you're talking to Luchi Gonzalez, the head coach at FC Dallas. I talked with him a couple of days ago, and he said that this has been something that he was proud and pleased that the conversation with MLS had been ongoing pretty much since the day that they landed back in Dallas after being withdrawn. So this has been a constant project, and it's good to see MLS make this official.
Talking to Drake Hills from the Tennessean as we get ready to have soccer come back now. And, Drake, pro soccer does not have quite the kind of TV deal that many other places have. So I think these teams really depend on fans in the stands for a lot of their revenue. And what we understand is that where allowed, fans will be allowed in these games. What have you heard about when it comes to where allowed, as to what areas and what places and what number of fans are going to be allowed in to watch these matches?
Right. So FC Dallas is allowing up to a little over 5,000, precisely 5,110 fans that are allowed to trickle into Toyota Stadium up there in Frisco. And it's looking like there's going to be a distant setup to where exactly where they're going to be able to sit. There's not going to be a lot of convening and different clusters. They're going to be spread around the stadium. It's not necessarily a bowl construction, but there is seats around the field. So they're going to be in a social distant setup, but there are going to be fans allowed. For context, Toyota Stadium is about 20,500 seats at capacity. And so just with just over 5,000, you still have that capacity that sits well low. But I mean, the big purpose here is that, with Nashville, if this game were to be played here, we obviously heard from Mayor John Cooper yesterday about, you know, the rate in which, you know, positive cases are still coming in at 100 cap, you're looking at a little over 23 on average still testing positive. So you have to think about getting folks to still wear masks, getting folks to still stay at home when they should, let alone allowing fans at the game. So it's quite a drastic change when you take a look at what's going on in Dallas, what's going on with the county health officials there, and something that, you know, should be very interesting because, as we've been talking about, this is a game that's one of two. So they're playing Wednesday. We'll see what happens on Sunday, and we'll see what happens next week where there'll be, you know, tons of cases in that county, in that immediate area because of fans. Will there be any players in danger? We hope not, but these are things that we have to think about when you're having those fans. Do I expect all 5,100 or so seats to be bought and for fans to attend? I'm not quite sure, but I do expect there to be a significant amount of fans tonight at Toyota Stadium.
And then, of course, home, the first return home game is August 30th against Inter-Miami CF. So still some time before that takes place. Drake, on the field, what are you really looking for tonight? And do you have any more sense, I guess, of how this club might fit in to this league race after watching the return to play tournament?
Well, the biggest thing for me is how deep they want to go into their squad. How deep does Nashua SC go onto their bench? They've got a situation where you're going up against a team who has the young talent that you need. Nashua has that talent as well on the bench. They've got some experience defending and Jahlil Anibaba, but I'm not necessarily thinking about them trying to fit in on the defensive side of the football. I mean, I think in terms of going, you know, in defense, they're quite fine. They're actually one of the best teams, in my opinion, in terms of personnel in MLS. But the real thing that I'll be looking at tonight for Nashville is what do they look like going forward? How dynamic, how threatening will they be in going forward? They have David Akam, they have Randall Leal, who's a big-time, young, 23-year-old Costa Rican who's played for the national team, who's a dribbler. He's exciting to watch. He loves his skills. He's very flashy and flamboyant. Will he be able to make an impact on this game? Will he be able to get an assist, possibly get a couple of shots on goal? Dominic Baji is expected, although he has a bit of a quad issue and has been listed as questionable. I still expect Dominic Baji to start tonight, and they need goals. That's point-blank period. Nashville need to score some goals tonight, and that's the biggest thing that not only us here in Nashville, but I think league-wide, especially on the media side, we're expecting to see some difference in that category, because that certainly wasn't the case in the first two games in March.
How do you view this opportunity for Nashville SC, Drake? You know, the Nashville Predators quickly out of their playoffs. There's no preseason football for people to watch right now. Obviously, a huge opportunity lost with what happened in Orlando. But how important do you think this time is for Nashville SC to sort of wedge its way into the consciousness of some sports fans in Nashville who maybe otherwise might be preoccupied by something else?
Yeah, I mean, this is a second chance for Nashville. Nashville SC, this is their second opportunity to be in the spotlight. What would have happened if they would have played against Chicago Fire July 8th in Orlando? They would have been the team that was Nashville's sports, live sport, the only live sport at that time. The Preds, you know, still were getting ready for preseason to go into Edmonton and to start you know, their series against the Arizona Coyotes. And so that had yet to start, obviously. Titans camp had yet to start. So you have pretty much the same situation, the same setup. It's just, you know, happened to be a little bit later now that the Preds are out of the Stanley Cup playoff push. This is their opportunity, you know, game on ESPN Plus, as well as MyTV30. Obviously, you guys will be calling the game as well over the airwaves. So it's their chance to get into Nashville homes without any Preds, without any Titans in their live sports. So when it just comes to simply building those relationships with Nashville and getting that exposure. It's pretty much the same as it was about a month ago.
Drake Hills from the Tennessee, and man, we really appreciate your time and your insight. This is a very exciting time for soccer here in the Music City. Looking forward to tonight, and stay safe, man, and again, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, man, 5 months and 4 days later, see action.
Yeah, let's go.
Absolutely. All right, thanks, Drake. We do appreciate it. We got to grab us a quick break here on the Morning Drive, 102.5 The Game. When we come back, just how grisly has the bubble been for Memphis? You're listening to the Morning Drive, 102.5 The Game.